Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Robert Leonard, if you have any hair issues, guys, gals, pick up the phone, call 1-800-GET-HAIR, change your lettuce. It will change your life.
Now the motion, Givens steals home and a swing and a high drive to center field. That ball is hit well. Wilkerson back to the wall and gone. Rafi Devers has untied this ball game with a homer to dead center. 4-3 Red Sox.
Balti Radio with the call there, and Rafi and the Sox put up 5 in the 10th, and the Sox head to Minnie looking for number 6 in a row in the win column. Sox roll 8-6 in Balti, and as you heard, Rafi went yard. Mookie Betts had the two-run double for the good guys, and Brandon Workman got the win. Porcello gets game one out in the land of 10,000 lakes. PGA U.S. Open finish yesterday. Gary Woodland held off Brooks Koepka with a 13-under finish. Okay. Woodland held tough. Okay, well, Koepka got within one,
Oh, did you have some audio lined up there, or what?
I don't know what goes on. Stiz is busy doing his gigs.
So. Maybe write it down next time, or load
actually,
it.
Yeah. Wow, shots fired.
Anyway, four others tied for third yesterday. Yeah, you never make a mistake.
No, that's right. Well, as long as I have you here.
No, you guys are all perfect. It's I get it. The NHL draft is Thursday and Friday, but. First on Wednesday out in, I think it's Vegas, Patrice Bergeron is up for the Selke Trophy again. He's been up for it for 8 years in a row. Can you say Hall of Famer? The Blues had their finale parade this weekend, and no surprise, my former teammate Brett Hull was dismantled again.
No wonder the history could have imagined how this day would ever end. You can say let's go lose all you want, but you know what? We win! We win! These guys won the Stanley Cup for this city. They have to do. Instead of saying, let's go Blues, we're going to say, we went Blues.
Oh, okay. That probably sounded so great when he was planning it.
Yeah.
But it's not quite as effective. You know, let's go Blues, very effective.
Right.
It's like let's go Bees. Mm-hmm. I mean, very effective. But sure, we went Blues, just not as effective. But what time was the parade? It was probably like noon, one. Brett got going a little early with a Bloody Mary or
French
two.
Cocktail. And
maybe a Manmosa or something like that.
A pitcher of them.
Wow. All right. Well, hopefully he got a nap in right afterwards. I mean, I hope he wasn't out all night.
You got to love it. In other news, back to our Bruins. Update on Big Z, Zdeno Chara. Amazingly, he had 3 fractures in his jaw and 2 screws and a plate.
Unbelievable.
And came back to lace him up. The guy is a warrior, and he said over the weekend that he will be back for 2019-2020. Wow. So we love Big Z. He'll play till he's like 70. What else? Oh, the gold pick 24th overall in this weekend's NHL draft. The NBA draft is Thursday. Our Celtics and Danny Ainge pick 14th, 20th, and 22nd. 3 picks in the first round. And it's basically a done deal. It looks like Kyrie's either going to be a Brooklyn Net, or now the rumor is, and my call is he's going to L.A. to play with Bron. And I would believe KD is going to, you know, those guys are going to be the threefer and take home a trophy next year. The Raptors will enjoy their first NBA championship parade today up in Canada. The Brown Anthony Davis is now LeBron Laker. Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and I think three first-round draft picks go to New Orleans. It's a win-win for both teams. Out at Gillette, tight end Michael Roberts failed his physical, so the Pats-Lions trade from Friday is toast. Bill is looking to basically put a Band-Aid on the tight end position for the first four games till Gronk gets back from his suspension. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
We did a story.
What do you mean? Did I miss the joke there?
What?
Gronk is not suspended. He's retired.
I misprinted that. Yeah.
Oh,
you misspoke.
Okay. Well, he's taking four games off. So,
he's done. He's done. I mean, he's not taking.
I don't believe he's done. It's okay. My opinion. Well,
So.
I misspoke.
Okay.
Screw that big retirement party in Vegas.
I've said it multiple times before.
Yes, you have.
And
yep.
And multiple geniuses on ESPN believe that Gronk is going to take six games off to rest his body and play a mini season and come back and win another Super Bowl title. So,
okay.
My bad.
All right. Next year we can say LB called it.
Yes. Yes. All right. What else is going on today?
Earlier we talked about the woman in South Carolina that got pulled over in the Power Wheels truck. There was another incident over the weekend in South Carolina in Columbia. A woman filmed an opossum behind the bar at Applebee's.
Really?
Yes.
Nothing better than the opossum riblets. If you've you've never had them,
they're delicious.
They're small.
A little gamey. Riblets are inherently small.
Right, little gamey, but still delicious.
Now
yes.
the video is pretty funny. It's kind of like straddling the garnish tray behind the bar above the prep sink. It reportedly hung out next to the glasses, ate from the garnish tray a couple of times. Applebee's said that animal control removed it and that the area was disinfected. The woman in her Facebook post was upset that they hadn't refunded the cost of her meal, which was about $36. But we've grabbed some sound from the video that she posted on the Book of Face.
Oh, oh hell no. You got to be kidding. They come in from that back door over there.
Yeah. Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no. That's not an opossum. Oh, that is an opossum. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what did they do? Did they just shuffle it out, or
animal control removed it?
Oh, they did. Oh, okay.
You've had enough, sir.
You don't want to have animal control in your restaurant removing animals from behind the bar.
Not during hours of business.
I can deal with a mouse, a possum,
a rat here and there skittering out from the walk-in.
Sure.
What are you gonna do? But that's tough.
All right. It is 7:08. And this is Chris, who has won a couple of passes for the Miss Bikini Pageant on Friday. Congratulations, Chris.
Hey, thank you.
Well, where are you from?
New Braintree.
Okay. And who are you going to bring? Do you know yet?
Probably a buddy from work.
Okay, excellent. Can you get the day off? No problem with that. You get unlimited vacation or what?
Not unlimited, but I can get the day off.
All right. Well, we'll see you bright and early. Ernie gets breakfast going early in the morning, and you will be there when we crown Miss Bikini 2019 during Friday's show, all right?
Awesome. Can't wait.
All right, Chris, thank you. I have more passes to give away. I'll give them away all week so that you can join us for a live broadcast at the Pool House of Ernie Bach coming up on Friday morning. Wednesday morning. Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer so you can get all of your legal questions answered for free. That is happening at 8:30 on Wednesday's show. And then Thursday at 7:30, it's Stowe 5-0, a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have been perpetrated on the fine people of my lifelong hometown in Stowe, Massachusetts. So Stowe 5-0, 7:30 on Thursday. We'll go inside the warped female brain on Thursday as well, and we'll do that at 7:50, and then starting at 6 on Friday, we will be live from the Miss Bikini Pageant here on the Hillman Morning Show. Coming up next, as I mentioned, We have to get to the breaking local sauce news, since I am the self-appointed czar of sauce of the Commonwealth. And also, we got to get to Florida, not like the rest of us, and discuss the fact that the floating pool toy molester is now in custody.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah. So the floating pool toy molester has been apprehended, and we will discuss that coming up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Actually, Shu, at some point this morning, I'm going to need your help when it comes to exfoliating the back, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's
going to have to happen.
You're
going to
have to call somebody else.
Oh, maybe
I might vomit all over you.
Maybe I'll get the exfoliating lassie to help.
That could make me puke, too, seeing that.
Exfoliating lassie. I utilized the exfoliating glove over the weekend in Chicago.
Did you pull any muscles?
No, I didn't pull any muscles. Right. I was able to. I mean, I can't reach all the way around and get all of the back.
Right.
But everything seems to be fine. If you're wondering, I don't have any ingrown hairs yet that that I'm dealing with. In case that was really important that you found that out.
I mean, I'm happy to dig them out with tweezers.
Thank you. No. all right. Today's weather brought to you by findmassmoney.com. And it is going to be sunny today. And the temperature is going to be 74 for a high. Right now, it is 65 here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. You may have money waiting to be claimed at findmassmoney.com. Go to findmassmoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. Findmassmoney.com, fast, easy, and free. And this is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, listen. I was speaking to the girl before. It's like, I just retired out of the Army.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. 17 years. And
way to work, kid.
Actually, my ETS is the 21st.
Ooh.
So I was wondering if I could maybe get a couple passes for the bikini thing.
Huh. Well, normally I give them away at selected times. However, I feel like maybe I could do that for you. Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring a buddy from work.
All right. You're in.
Hang on
for a moment.
Yeah.
You'll join us on Friday morning for the annual Miss Bikini pageant. And, of course, we will crown Miss Bikini. Now, by the way, I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of already have 12 contestants.
Fantastic. Nice. Wonderful.
However,
good work, ladies.
However, if you are a woman and you would like to be Miss Bikini and to win $1,500 cash, then just go to waaf.com/bok, I believe is how you get in. And we just need your information, and you can join us on Friday morning. So go to waaf.com/bok, and you could walk away with $1,500 cash. And, of course, all of the obligations that are associated with the crown.
Right.
There are various duties that you have to perform as Miss Bikini. I don't know what any of them are. Only Ernie knows what they are.
But I believe one of them is exfoliating your back.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm going to have to exfoliate during the show.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Wow.
the worst part is the stuff that Mariana gave me that you have to pour on, which is, it's like alcohol.
The aftershave.
It's
brutal.
And it burns when you put it on the back. Yeah. So it's like a secondary pain.
Ow!
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's how you know it's working.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, and don't start now. Everybody's calling and wanting to beg tickets, and I can't do it right now. I will. I can't. I'm going to keep giving them away. I'll give away another pair of passes after Hill Mail. So coming up in another 40 minutes or so, at about 8:10 or 8:15 this morning, I will give away another pair of passes for Friday's Miss Bikini Pageant at the Palatial Grand Estate of Ernie Bach on Friday morning.
Never mind that.
Yes.
What is the breaking local sauce news?
Oh, yeah.
I demand to hear about it right now.
Thank God you reminded me. I learned on LinkedIn yesterday that there is breaking local sauce news.
Ooh, local.
And as the czar of sauce, mm-hmm. I feel it is imperative that I share it with you. Is anybody in the room a fan of steamers?
Yes.
Especially this time of year.
Absolutely.
Normally,
two bushels, please.
Normally, one would dip the steamer into the water to clear the grit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then into the butter.
Right.
Yeah.
And very enjoyable.
Sure.
However,
oh boy,
I learned on Instagram that Floramos, one of my favorite places, Rando Ding over there, LB,
right.
For Floramos.
We all love that place.
I learned that Floramos has created a secret dipping sauce for steamers.
What?
Secret.
Yes.
Where the steamers fall out the shell?
I love it.
I mean, how delicious does that sound? That should be, we should have bread dipped in that. We should do our next blind food taste test challenge. May have to be the best secret dipping sauce for bread.
Nice.
Oh my God.
I mean, that elevates, I didn't think it was possible to elevate the steamer to a new height. But I think that the secret dipping sauce for the steamers is going to take it to a whole new level.
Do you know what it is?
No, it's what a secret, secret, LB. And nobody knows.
Do we know what kind of base this is? Like, what style is it? Is it creamy, buttery?
It's kind of a buttery.
Okay.
Buttery in appearance, but more like, it looks like almost like lemon buttery, kind of like a piccata kind of sauce thing or something like that.
Are you like me, Danielle? Do you take all your steamers, you open them, take all the clams out, put all the clams in the bowl with the butter, or now this new sauce, so that you have all...
Oh, you let them sit in there for a while?
You know, my grandfather used to make them all the time. He made steamers, razor clams, clams casino, like all kinds of shellfish stuff, but the only thing I ever ate, like when I was little, like that was periwinkles. I used to polish off bowls of periwinkles.
Yeah.
Loved them, but I'm not a steamer fan.
You're not?
No.
What is it, the consistency?
Because I like oysters, so I just don't really care for them.
You don't like getting your mouth right, like down in there on a clam, and I mean, there's nothing to me that sounds
725.
There's nothing to me that
I need an inhaler.
There's nothing.
Skimming HR on that one.
To me, there is nothing that says summer more than steamers.
That was back in the aughts.
I think that to me it's.
Between that and the waxing, my intro for next month is done.
My glasses just fogged up. Jesus.
Now, wait a minute. Here's a texter who says when it comes to steamers, they drink the water after all of the clams have been dipped into it.
There's like a lot of grit.
There's grit and dirt in everything.
Let it settle. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Floramos now has a secret dipping sauce. For steamed clams.
Oh, boy.
And I feel like that is an absolute game changer. It is 7:26. We are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour at 8. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message, and we will play the voicemail messages back coming up at 8.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
I feel like this also could kind of double as how creepy is it this morning. There's a man in Palm Bay, Florida, who has been arrested for stealing over 70 inflatable pool toys. But that's not the bad part of the story. He said he needed them so that he wouldn't rape women. Makes you feel comfortable, doesn't it?
Because he would have sex with them.
Right, yes. So Christopher Monin is his name. He's 35 years old. And they had a surge of break-ins into, you know how a lot of homes in Florida have the pool areas screened in for the bugs?
Yeah.
So people would report having their screens cut and their pool floats taken. Nothing else was disturbed. So this guy was seen acting suspiciously last Thursday around 1:25 in the morning. And an officer confronted him while he was riding his bike. And they say that he admitted to having deflated pool floats in the bag he was carrying. And he said he would reportedly have sex with the pool toys so that he wouldn't be tempted to rape women. Oh. Now, they said he had gone into multiple backyards, stolen multiple toys. He had about 75 deflated pool toys on him at the time of his detainment.
Wow.
So he's now been charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling, criminal mischief, and petty theft.
Huh. So he probably needed 70 of them because they pop, I assume, during the act, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they're only good for one go-around.
It's hard to believe they walk amongst us.
They do, man. Right? They do. Good thing there's websites where you can find them if they live near you.
I mean, I mean, you wouldn't want your... Most of the time when something gets stolen, if the police can retrieve the object for you, you're appreciative, but I don't think you'd want the inflatable back after this, right?
Keep the unicorn, guys.
You can go.
Yeah. Thanks.
Seriously. Yeah, thank you.
It was good while it lasted.
Thank God for rubber gloves, poor police officers. God.
Those unicorns, those things are expensive.
Oh, the giant ones?
Yeah, the giant ones.
Yeah.
And you know what's even wildly more expensive... Are those, you know how like on the lakes they have those the floating what do you call it, like it's like a raft it's a big raft
that like holds the round group float.
Yes, yeah. The round group float.
Yeah.
And then they also have the inflatable slide a lot of times.
Yes.
At the when I was on the boat formerly known as the SS Echo Store, now known as the SS Gerg. Those guys were telling me that those things are like 10 to 15 grand.
Insane.
For those inflatable slides and everything, and those inflatable group float things.
Well, they're probably made of like military grade rubber and canvas.
Yeah, right.
Like this guy
we
just talked about, it's probably not a good time for him.
Yeah. Now, can you use those in an area with an unusually strong wave formation or wake or current, like perhaps up at the Broads on Lake Winnipesaukee?
You mean areas where there may be a rogue wave? You mean the once in a century wave that happened at Winnipesaukee?
That's right.
Several weeks ago. Yes. I don't know if we'll be talking about it
in 2029.
This is Dean. What's going on, Dean?
Hey, kid.
Yeah, Dean.
What's up, Dean?
First time, long time. I just had a steamer tip.
Yeah.
You got to feed it corn meal, and it pushes out all the sand. You let it sit in cornmeal for like a good half hour before you cook them.
Really?
And they are excellent.
So are you saying that if you do that, you don't have to, when you take it out of the clamshell, you don't have to pull the skin off by hand?
No, you can pull the skin off, but it won't be like that, like you won't get any sandy taste.
Oh, okay, okay. It pushes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It like pushes the sand out of it. The inside's kind of like on the outside.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right, good tip. Never heard of that.
The process is 1 hour before you cook the clams, mix kosher salt and cornmeal into a gallon of water to soak them. Do not use iodized salt because it will kill the clams instantly. You have to use kosher.
Huh.
And then let them sit and...
And then all the
Bob's
grit, and the grit and the sand and everything is pushed
everything
out.
Everything comes out.
Huh.
Oh, no.
Well, what fun is that?
That
I mean, isn't
like
the sand part of the experience?
It's like when Greg goes to the Cap Grill and orders King Crab Legs, and they come split down the middle, and he doesn't have to do any work.
And don't do that. If that's the way they do it, then that's what would be better.
That's why you like them. There.
I don't order the King Crab Legs. There's not enough meat. It's like people who like when you go to Maryland and you have the tiny little crabs.
Right.
To me, that's such a waste of effort. Like you go through all that effort. And
that's why you buy them by the bucket.
It's like people who are eating a lobster and they actually suckle the tiny little bit of meat out of the lobster's little legs.
What's wrong with
that? It's a waste of time.
I'm not wasting any bit of that lobster.
You go right for the tail. Have you seen? There's news on that blue lobster, by the way, which has me very upset today.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get to that in a second.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get to that in a second. But first, I can't believe this, but I was talking about the secret steamer dipping sauce at Floramos. And who doesn't call but Carrie from Floramos?
Nice.
Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, I listen to you guys every day, and I couldn't believe when I heard you talking about our new secret sauce.
Yes. So can you please, I'm sure you can't reveal any of the secret.
No.
Who created this, by the way?
My husband did, John Floramo.
Okay.
He's the owner.
Okay.
Luckily, he's been doing this work since he was 12 years old, so
yeah.
He knows how to make all the old school recipes, and he's always coming up with new ones. And he said, you know, just dip in the mussels in some boring water or some boring just drawn butter.
Yeah.
And that's been done to death. We had to kick it up a notch. So added a little bit of garlic, a little bit of this, and a little bit of that. But all I can tell you.
Yeah.
But it is phenomenal.
How would you describe the taste of it? I mean, is it buttery? Is it lemony? Is it like what? How would you describe the taste of the secret dipping sauce?
It is buttery, garlicky goodness on your tongue.
Yeah. Oh. It's uniqueness, right?
It's uniqueness. Hey, kid.
Hey, kid. Love you, babe.
Hey, kid.
Give the hubby up.
That game seven. What a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
So don't bring it up.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. So not only can you get the greatest tips in the world, turkey and steak, by the way, at Floramos, where the meat falls off the bone, but you can also now get the secret dipping sauce. By the way, what was the name of the guy? Believe it or not, he was before my time, and I can't say this. I can't say this with many things because I'm 52. But what was the name of the guy who did the famous Floramos radio commercial where he said the meat falls off the bone? Do you know?
That was Bill Marlowe.
Bill Marlowe. That's right. Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
And
people still come in and talk about that guy. They still come in and say, Bill Marlowe, and that slogan is the reason why we come to Chelsea to come and try you out. And people still come in and say it.
Don't you think I ought to replace him and I ought to be doing the Floramos meat falls off the bone commercial?
Of course I do.
Yes.
Greg Hill here. Head to Floramos.
Greg Hill here. It's where the meat falls off of the bone.
Anytime you want to try out those steamers and sauce for yourself, we have twin lobsters. I'll bring you steak tips, ribs, anything you want. I'll bring it in.
Tomorrow sounds good to me.
Yeah, right?
You want to come in tomorrow and bring steamers and the new dipping sauce?
I sure could.
All right, let's do it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right, Tuesday is steamer day.
Never mind
Taco Tuesday. It's steamer Tuesday.
Oh, we're so fast.
All right. Yep. All right. We're switching it up.
All right, Carrie, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
All right, there you go, Carrie. See? Big news.
I love it. Big sauce news.
And we milked a free meal out of it.
That's right.
I mean, really, don't we?
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, WTF are you talking about? King crab legs have the most meat.
Yeah.
You chew oysters and you don't know how to cook clams.
No, nobody chews oysters.
I don't
That's
chew
disgusting.
Oysters. I do not.
How dare you?
I don't chew oysters. Here's somebody, 781 texter says, Greg, what you drink is the broth. You drink the broth out of the steamer bowl, not the water.
Not the sandy water. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what you really do is you dip butter in the broth. That's what you do. And now you dip you dip bread in the broth.
It's like, how do you dip butter?
You don't dip butter.
Do you freeze it and then dip the stick in?
You're a professional.
That's awesome. Did you see on my Twitter feed over the weekend, by any chance, the clam chowder popsicle that I shared?
Oh, get out of here with that.
I don't even want to. Really, do we have to?
What a cruel joke is
that? Uh-huh. Come on.
How do you feel about clam chowder?
If it's not hot.
If it's
frozen,
yeah.
No.
So that no. I retweeted that over the weekend. Someone decided to make a clam chowder popsicle.
Oh, yeah, that's refreshing when it's 90 degrees out, right? Oh, give me one of those popsicles.
Do you have one, Hildog?
No. Somebody shared it with me.
Not to mention Twitter. They used the healthy request from Campbell's, which, you know, there's not enough calories and cream in that.
Oh, you don't like the healthy requests soups?
I'm sorry, but that's like people that, like, constantly go out to restaurants and order, like, grilled chicken and plain veggies, like Sean Thornton. Like, if I'm going out to a restaurant, as Jim Gaffigan once said, I want restaurant style. I want restaurant style food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to go, like, you know, I get it if you're on, you know, you're trying to eat clean, doing the thing for a little while, whatever. But people that always go out to, like, certain places that are known for certain dishes, and they're like, everything plain. And it's a kitchen that's not even capable of making everything plain.
I just can't.
Yeah, no. Just make it at home.
Let's see. Here's a 508 text. Greg, have you ever tried the mussels at the Ramp? Yes, I always recommend the Ramp on this show. It's in Cape Porpoise, Maine, right down the street from Ocean Park. So if you're traveling to Maine this summer, then you should give the mussels and all of the food at the Ramp a try. The Ramp is just, it's a great place. Sunset at the Ramp, that's the place to be. Speaking of traveling, well, who's sponsoring the news?
That would be Comcast. Fast is a gig speed network that gets business done. Beyond Fast is technology that makes business boom. Comcast Business, Beyond Fast. Call 1-800-501-6000 and take your business beyond.
Speaking of travel this summer, this is an irrational fear. The experts are now saying that summer travel is going to spur a measles surge.
Oh, great.
Great.
And the doctors are telling those of you who are of a certain age that you should not assume that you are immune to measles. Immune to measles. and that you need to go out and get tested. Yeah. Even if you had the shot.
Even you had the shot way back.
Right?
If you were born before 1957, I believe, you are assumed to be immune. If you were vaccinated after that, you should reach out and contact your physician to possibly get tested to make sure that you are, in fact, immune. And if you're not, you got to get that vaccination updated.
So if you were born in the 60s or the 70s or even the 80s, then you
gotta
need to go. Now you have to go and get checked, and
correct.
Maybe. Oh,
well, what about what about your kids now? Kids who were born, you know, 90s and early 2000s.
What are they saying about that?
They're saying anybody after 57.
Oh,
so
man.
Just anybody after that. So up till now.
And why do you think all of these diseases are making a comeback? The things that we eradicated with vaccinate, is it because of the non?
It's the anti-vaxxers. I think it's a lot of overseas travel. I think you have, you know, one of the big issues that they had was, you know, the Orthodox Jewish community in New York, because they have a religious exemption, which is why there's such a controversy over taking back the religious exemption in some states. But they had a huge problem with the measles outbreak there. And a lot of people are contracting it overseas. And for whatever reason, if they weren't vaccinated, they're bringing it back here. And then it's turning into a perfect storm type situation.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's travel.
It's a nightmare.
Well, you got a lot of people also coming into the country.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And in other places, they don't have
immunized.
They don't have the strict immunization requirements that we have had in this country.
Yeah.
So basically, don't travel anywhere this summer. Is that what they're saying? Don't go anywhere. Stay in your house.
Stay in your house.
Stay in your house for the whole
don't
summer.
Don't talk to anyone.
Great. Wrap yourself in cellophane.
Yeah, basically.
That's
great. Just leave a mouth hole.
Yeah. Oh, this is turning out to be a good morning.
We just pretty much wrote the entire intro for you within the last 2 hours for next month. You're welcome.
All right. Well, be aware that the irrational fear today is a surge in the measles.
God.
I hate when they use the word surge.
Surge.
This is Steven. Hello, Steven.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, Steven?
Not to be a downer, but, I mean, realistically, let's think about it. Gee, these diseases are popping back up. 300 million undocumented illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without vaccinations, with no proof of who they are or what they do carry with them. Come on.
Well, do you think that's the case, or is it
part of the problem?
Look at where the first outbreaks occurred, where they occurred, and where they spread through.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
It may be in some cases, though, the fact that, like Danielle said, a lot of people are not having their kids vaccinated anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm.
because you know, you had like Jenny McCarthy.
Yep.
Jenny McCarthy and,
a big anti-vaxxer.
And other celebrities mm-hmm. who were saying you shouldn't vaccinate your kids
right.
anymore.
Right. I think it's part, all of it. It's part of that. It's the people coming into the country, maybe illegally. It's the people, the anti-vaxxers. It's people traveling to countries, like you said, that don't have the strict health codes and then bringing it back.
Yeah.
You know, I think
yeah,
it's
not just illegal immigrants. It's could be legal immigrants
right.
that come
right.
from countries that don't do it either.
Yeah.
But do they mandate? So actually, that's an interesting question. If you're applying for legal citizenship here in the country, is there a vaccination mandate that goes along with the rest of the requirements?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll look that up.
I don't know. I mean, they used to ask whether people had their shots or not. I think on Ellis Island or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Well, I think when I got my green card, I had to go to the doctor.
You did?
Get the whole full deal.
Well, did you bring syphilis into this country? You did, didn't you?
Are you patient
You're patient
zero?
Patient on the, zero on the syphilis outbreak. Yeah. Super gonorrhea. You're responsible for the super gonorrhea.
It was a bad stripper from northern Manitoba.
Obscure reference on coming into the country with disease. I believe Vito Corleone had to be detained at Ellis Island for 3 weeks in quarantine because he had the mumps.
Yes, that's right. He had the mumps.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Under the immigration laws of the U.S., a foreign national who applies for an immigrant visa abroad or who seeks to adjust status to permanent resident while in the U.S. is required to receive vaccinations to prevent mumps, measles, rubella, polio, tetanus, pertussis, influenza type B, hep B, and any other vaccine-preventable diseases recommended by the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices.
Oh.
So yes, you are. If you immigrate legally, you are required to be vaccinated.
You know who's doing a lot of work when it comes to making sure that younger women who are coming to this country have had their shots? R. Kelly is. You think it was Iggy on Friday seeing me on Instagram without my shirt on? Try listening to that five times.
Sure.
Oh, my
God.
That's a lot.
I need a full shower.
Is it bad when R. Kelly is more responsible with vaccinations than the country?
All right. We'll be right back with Monday's Mutt in the studio. I'm going to go Instagram live, so follow me on Instagram, GregHill107, so you can meet the 13-week-old puppy who is cute as a nugget that we're going to have in the studio, and hopefully one of you will be willing to give Stanley the puppy a forever home. Monday's Mutt is next. Kevin has been patiently standing by with a Mike shoe correction of some kind. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, all.
What's up? What's going on?
Danielle.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
Good, thanks.
Mr. Shu.
Yeah.
Not the mumps. Smallpox.
Oh,
did you have smallpox?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, I was on last night.
Great movie.
Okay. Yeah. Godfather, great. Great. And I believe you said you prefer, do you prefer 2 to 1?
Yeah. But best when viewed together.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. 3.
Eh. No,
well, I thought they were all good.
No.
Yeah.
3 was still better than Caddyshack 2, though.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
Did they do a reboot of Men in Black?
Yeah.
That premiered over the weekend in theaters, and it did horribly?
Yeah, it didn't do great at all.
Was it this past weekend?
Yeah. Typically, the Men in Black films have opened up and done about $50 million, mm-hmm. and this one only did $28 million, which is why you don't need to be doing reboots mm-hmm. of films all the time.
Right.
Like, leave well enough alone.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they only came in with $28.5 million, but they still came in tops at the box office.
Yeah.
Secret Life of Pets 2 was number 2, and Aladdin was number 3.
Okay. It is 7:55, and we are anxiously awaiting the arrival of the Monday's Mutt dog this week. And that dog is a puppy, 13-week-old puppy named Stanley.
That's awesome.
So, as soon as the Monday's Mutt gets here, I will go Instagram live, and hopefully one of you will be willing to give Stanley a place to live for the rest of his doggy life. So, Monday's Mutt coming up. Then we're going to play your Hill Mill voicemail messages back. And then after that, I'm going to give away another pair of passes for this year's Miss Bikini Pageant.
So speaking of creatures, let's talk about the blue lobster that was found in a shipment of crustaceans at Arnold's Lobster and Clam Bar in East Ham.
Rando Ding over there.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now
that's very rare, the blue lobster, right?
1 in 2 million.
Oh.
Okay, it's a rare genetic defect.
Yeah.
So the restaurant posted on Facebook that they would hold the lobster for about a week so that patrons could come and check it out. And then after that, they're planning to donate it to the aquarium.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say they were going to steam it.
Yeah. No, it's the blue lobster.
Would have been unfortunate.
We're going to have a $99 special.
Well, I thought that they said yesterday that they wanted to give it to the city of St. Louis. Is that not what they said? I mean, I don't. Listen, I know I'm a bit upset about what happened in Game 7 because I had to get waxed on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm the only one who's still upset. I mean, if these people want to go ahead and gift this to the city of of St. Louis, then I suppose that's okay.
Yeah, it is an aquarium in St. Louis.
Oh.
The owner of the restaurant said, "I'd like to give the blue lobster to the St. Louis Aquarium out of respect to the St. Louis Blues who won the championship to show that Bruins have class."
Huh. Oh, nice.
Bruins fans, excuse me.
They could name it Bernie Federko.
Imagine if they give it to the aquarium in St. Louis and then late night drunk Brett Hull cooks it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
And eats it.
Maybe. No one in the history could have imagined how this day would ever end. You can say, "Let's don't lose," all you want, but you know what? We win! We win! These guys won the Stanley Cup for this city. There is nothing more they have to do. Instead of saying, "Let's go, Blues," we're going to say, "We win, Blues."
How many of you remember your first parade?
Oh, yeah.
That's,
right?
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Do you think his wife asked him to go to rehab? Like today?
I don't know. I don't know. A very excited Brett Hull.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps overserved.
No.
He's a great guy, man.
On parade day in St. Louis. All right. It is 7:59. And is the puppy dog here?
They're here. I just don't know if Stanley Stiz Grimy is getting them at the door.
We can rush the puppy right through security. We don't need any kind of a check on the dog when it comes to security here at 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up, Steve?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.